history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. We're going to go right to the phone. Steve in Massachusetts. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. I want to report a small victory, which occurred over the 4th of July weekend. I don't know if you're aware of it, but they had this alternative website called X22 Report.
Yes.
And what they do is pretty much this guy reports the news how he sees it, as opposed to the controlled media. And he does a good job. He's not belligerent. He doesn't swear. And his website was removed from YouTube on 4th of July weekend. People got upset, and thousands of people called, and the next day they're able to put the website back on YouTube again.
Well, that is a victory, and it's a reminder that all of these institutions, whether it's YouTube or the rest of it, they are sensitive to public opinion, because the last thing they need is for everybody to say, well, we can't trust YouTube to be objective. Let's go over to Vimeo or these other servers that are coming up like TrueTube and the rest of it. We have seen lately where YouTube is taking down videos that contradict the official story, not just in Israel and Palestine, but up in Russia and Ukraine.
Great.
And they'll claim it, the owner took it down, and the owner will come on and say, no, I didn't take it down, and there'll be a brouhaha, and the video goes back up. But YouTube very clearly is compromised by corporate and governmental interests, and they are trying to basically impose a very covert, clandestine version of censorship, and it's not working because we see it when it's being done.
And they never gave a clear explanation why they did it either.
No, they never do. They never really, really do. All right, Steve, we're going to let you go here. I got a lot of news to cover here. I'm going to have to skip over some things. Do you remember that cousin? First of all, let's start with the Palestinian who was grabbed. They force-fed him gasoline and then doused him with gasoline and set him on fire and burned him alive. And then apparently during a protest over that, the kid's cousin, who is an American citizen, he's from Tampa, Florida, was brutally beaten by Israeli border police. They tried to claim that he was part of a protest. No, he wasn't. He was in the yard of his house, and they just came on in and beat him up. Well, apparently, this guy's family went to their congressional representative in Florida, Congresswoman Castor, to publicly call for his release and return to the United States, and she took the side of Israel. Israel's allowed to beat up American citizens. They're allowed to run over Rachel Corrie with bulldozers. We can't say anything about that. It's all the fault of Hamas and the Palestinians here. John McCain is out there with more of his usual idiocy, admiring Israel's restraint in killing Palestinians. How does this guy keep getting reelected? Can you say vote fraud? But the McCains have been Israel's bitch going back to John McCain's father, Admiral McCain, who was the mastermind of the cover-up of Israel's attack on the USS Liberty and the attempt to frame Egypt for it. And when the USS Liberty refused to sink, they came in and said, it was mistaken identity, it was foggy, it was cloudy, it was rainy. No, it wasn't. If you look at the photos and films taken on the Liberty during the attack, clear blue skies, light scattered clouds, unlimited visibility. And Admiral McCain basically ordered all of the USS Liberty soldiers to go along with the mistaken identity or face time in prison. And, of course, more recently, the sailors on the Liberty have gone public and saying, no, Israel was trying to sink us. They machine-gunned the life rafts. At one point, the crew of the Liberty were ready to abandon ship. They started putting their inflatable life rafts in the water, and the Israelis machine-gunned them. They didn't want any survivors. Now, there's continuing to be a brouhaha over what's called the Sderot Cinema, which is all these Israelis who are traveling down to the edge of Gaza on this hill that overlooks it, and they're setting up picnic tables and chairs, and they got coolers, and they're sitting back watching the destruction of Gaza and cheering it along. And it's probably the way the Romans at the Colosseum acted when the emperor was throwing the Christians to the lions. According to one of these Israelis on Facebook, came out and said, you know, bombing the Gaza children gave me an orgasm. I don't think Israel understands how this looks to the rest of the world, to see this kind of an inhuman attitude on display. Now, as I mentioned before, Israel has barred UN investigators in the occupied Palestinian territories. They're barring the UN's coordinator for humanitarian affairs, James Rowley, from entering the Gaza Strip. They don't want anybody in there. Remember when Israel went into Lebanon and the first thing they did was attack the UN observation posts to kill the UN observers here. And the media is still out there pushing the propaganda as hard as they can. I just talked to you about that horrible article over in Detroit and how the British media is wagging the Holocaust at everybody. And I guarantee you, on cable TV, for the rest of this week, for however long this operation goes on, we're going to get an unending stream of World War II movies and Hitler bad and all. I guarantee it's going to happen because that's what they do here. But there was an article over in Ashraf 62 WordPress, basically out there saying that Hamas is the menace to Palestine. You know, that Gaza is being separated from Palestine geographically by Israel's occupation and morally by the Hamas occupation. Now, I hate to be the one to throw cold water on such a magnificent piece of propaganda, but Hamas is the legally elected government of Gaza. The Gazans voted Hamasian as the government in 2006. When Israel claims they're striking Hamas targets, they mean they're bombing the police stations, the fire departments, the water and sewage systems, infrastructure any government tries to provide for their people. And as of the last estimate from Oxfam, right now 80% of the water in Gaza is now unsafe to drink. And we all feel horrible for what suffering the people of Gaza are having to go through. But on the other side, the longer this offensive lasts, the more it turns into another disastrous Israeli miscalculation. Netanyahu apparently really thought that if he could gin up three dead Israeli teenagers, the world would look the other way when they went in to Gaza. And they're not. This is a public relations nightmare. And that's why they're out there with all their paid Jewish college students, all the correspondents and the prostitutes and the American corporate media trying to sell you that Israel is right in this and nobody is buying this. Now, over at the Arab League, they're urging an immediate end to the Israeli aggression on Gaza. They're calling on the United Nations to try and do something about it. Iran is demanding the United Nations Security Council censure the United States for providing the weapons to Israel. Now, the treaty under which the U.S. provides weapons to Israel is for them to be used only for defensive purposes if somebody's invading their country. That's the big reason why Netanyahu is trying to say we have a right to defend ourselves even though we attacked first. We have to defend ourselves because that makes it sort of kind of legal to be using these U.S. weapons. But the attack is a PR disaster for Israel. There is another aspect. Okay, remember the petrodollar deal that was put into place to prop up the U.S. dollar internationally following Nixon's ending of gold convertibility? The deal was the Middle East oil nations would sell their oil only for U.S. dollars, in exchange for which the U.S. would hold Israel's aggressions in check, protect the security of these Middle Eastern oil nations against Israel. And this latest attack by Israel and their obvious attempt to spread the conflict into Lebanon, Syria, and Iran is going to send a clear message to those oil nations still using the dollar that the United States cannot keep their end of the petrodollar deal. And this will accelerate the trend of nations dropping the dollar in favor of the yuan and ruble. So the U.S. backing of Israel is going to come back to haunt the petrodollar. They're not thinking these things all the way through. Now, coming up on a commercial break here, when we come back, I want to go into this talk about an Iranian-designed Hamas drone and how it appears to be another piece of propaganda by Israel to somehow drag Iran into this whole mess. We'll be right back.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And a quick reminder, it's Bastille Day, the day when the French people got fed up with their money junkies, knocked down the Bastille and started sending the bankers to the guillotine. All righty here. Let's see. We already did Steve in Massachusetts, so the phone lines are open here. Now, I want to talk real briefly about this story about the drone, where Israel is claiming that Hamas has launched an Iranian-designed drone, which Israel then shot down. And already I'm suspicious. Remember, right now, Hamas communications are coming out through communication channels under control of Israel. And we know Israel loves to plant false information. So when Israel says Hamas says something, take it with the usual grain of salt here. But the video they had of the drone flying overhead before it was shot down, see how it wobbles and, you know, it's very unstable in flight. We've all seen the real drones, how steady and stable they are. They've got guidance systems, gyros to hold them in their position. And this thing flies like a cheap radio-controlled airplane from a hobby shop. And the video they're showing to claim that this thing was armed, it doesn't look like it's more than 2 feet across on the wingspan, which means those quote-unquote rockets on the pylons were made out of lead pencils. It just smacks of another piece of propaganda by Israel to try and somehow tarnish Iran with what's going on. Anyway, article out of Russia Today, Blood for Gas, Why Bibi is Punishing Gaza. And it's basically laying out a big reason for this whole operation is because after this huge natural gas find was found off the coast of Gaza, it opened up the possibility of Gaza having a vibrant economy on its own from that natural gas find. And Israel didn't want that. Hamas even offered Israel a deal to co-develop and share the natural gas find. And Israel's attitude is, no, it's all ours. So Russia today is out there saying, this is really what this is all about. Blood for oil. The Gazans' blood. Article out of Global Research. Justified vengeance. The pretext for bombing Gaza was the Netanyahu government behind the killings of the three Israeli teenagers. And they're basically going back to the fact that this Operation Protective Edge obviously was planned before the three teenagers vanished. And we had that prediction by the chief of the Mossad that three teenagers were going to be kidnapped and killed. This is another classic Israeli false flag. Now, there are protests all over the world against Israel right now, and I wanted to remind everybody living here on the island of Oahu, there is one scheduled for tomorrow afternoon from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. across the street from the Ala Moana Shopping Center in Ala Moana Park. And it's going to be basically a sign waving along Ala Moana Boulevard. And if you can get down there, please do. Be peaceful. We're already seeing indications that a lot of these protests are being infiltrated by agent provocateurs who will throw rocks at the police so the police can come down and clean the protest out. We saw that happen in France. Huge peaceful demonstration went on for a couple of hours, and all of a sudden some people showed up, threw rocks at the police, attacked a synagogue, and then the police were able to come in and basically shut this down. And this is what the police like to do. They like to play these dirty tricks so they can go on in and shut down these pro-Palestinian demonstrations before those poor Israelis get upset having to look at it. Over in Tyre in Lebanon, apparently Italian peacekeepers are intercepting journalists there trying to report on what's going on between Israel and Lebanon. Because we know Israel's trying to gin up a reason to turn this war against Lebanon. They're claiming now that Lebanon is firing rockets into Israel. And these reporters wanted to go in and find out if it was true or not, and apparently the Italian peacekeepers on the ground said, no, you can't do that. Now, turning over to Ukraine, because the situation's getting ugly there, apparently Kiev lost an Antonin 26 airplane. And apparently was shot down over eastern Ukraine. Poroshenko is taking the position that the Russians shot it down from their side of the border. He's just out there hurling allegations and accusations that Kiev is now out there insisting Russian army officers are fighting with the rebels. They're trying as hard as they can to find a way to justify the U.S. going in directly into eastern Ukraine and slap it down hard and say, you will be slaves to the European Central Bank, you will spend your life in servitude to the private central bankers, or we will do bad things to you. Eastern Ukraine is fighting back. They're deploying tanks that they've captured. And a Grad rocket launcher. A lot of those Ukrainian troops that were with Kiev have defected, including their weapons. Number of Ukrainian refugees in Russia is now 24,000 coming across the border. Now, here is where Poroshenko is really trying to escalate the situation. Apparently, forces from Kiev fired an artillery barrage, a mortar barrage, into Russia. In the Rostov region, at least six mortar shells landed, one person killed, two injured. And Russia is saying this is not acceptable. And they're absolutely right about that. Now, Kiev is saying, oh, no, it wasn't us. Really, it wasn't us. So that when Russia, if Russia responds to the shelling of their territory, the story will be Russia's unprovoked aggression. It's the same thing we're seeing with Netanyahu out there screaming Israel has a right to defend themselves against Hamas rockets without acknowledging the fact that Israel attacked first. But what Russia really ought to do now that it's been shelled by Kiev is go to the United Nations and say that if Israel has the right to flatten Gaza over a couple of rocket attacks, then we, Russia, have the right to flatten Ukraine over six mortar shells. that hypocrisy of what's going on. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Robert in Missouri. Aloha, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, did you see the video? It's going kind of viral about the black folks in Chicago really turning on Obama due to this changing of loyalties to these immigrants coming across the southern border, and they're saying we're living in a war zone, et cetera, et cetera, and you guys, and he's forgot about us. They're turning on Rahm Emanuel. It seems like Netanyahu and Obama both are being backed into a corner, and this is a very dangerous situation for the rest of us, because I'm seeing chatter in various, you know, mainline conservative sites about, oh my gosh, WMDs are coming across the border with these illegals and so forth, and I could see this tapestry being built of a false flag that got through the southern border and with the usual suspects involved to blame on ISIS, Iran, or somebody of that nature. You kind of feeling that?
Well, I'm definitely seeing it rise up, and it's not just the black population, it's every single legal American citizen, whether born here or naturalized, is absolutely incensed at this federal government showering of money and privileges all over these illegal immigrants. They're allowed to get on airplanes without providing ID to TSA. They're being given all these homes all across the country, opening up these military bases for emergency shelters. When we have homeless veterans still living in the streets, we're coming up on another brutal, brutal winter where American homeless, legal citizens homeless, are going to be freezing to death in the streets, and these illegals are being given shelter and protection. And I think every single American is absolutely furious with this. It does seem headed toward a violent confrontation, and that may be the plan, because we have an article we're going to be talking about a little bit later where apparently the U.S. think tank is saying that if there is a civil uprising in the United States, it will make it easier to form the North American Union out of the remains. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar?
You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get bored.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we get back to Russia and Ukraine, a story that just came across my desk here. Apparently, Bruce Gagnon from Global Networks Against Weapons and Nuclear Power is reporting that his sources inside Washington, D.C. Are reporting that members of the United States Congress are being threatened by the Israeli lobby not to talk about what Israel is doing in Gaza, or they will lose their jobs next election, which can be done simply by changing who gets the funding. But we know there's a major problem with election fraud in this country. If you have not seen that HBO documentary, Hacking Democracy, you need to look at it, because you need to understand that our current government is absolutely unable to prove that they won their offices legally, fairly, and honestly. In fact, this electronic voting machine system is set up to prevent anybody from going in and double-checking that the elections are honest and accurate. And I'll give you a good example. Those Diebold electronic voting machines that first kicked off this scandal over at blackboxvoting.org, and Bev Harris exposed that the GEMS system inside these Diebold election machines was tailor-made, at least 12 known ways to get in there and change the results of an election and leave no trace. No auditing, no checks and guards. This from the same company that made bank automated teller machines that never lose a penny from one end of this country to another, that keep paper records, that double-check everything. That same company created electronic voting machines wide open to fraud with no safeguards in them. Had to be by design. So apparently AIPAC and other pro-Israel groups are up there on Capitol Hill threatening members of Congress. Don't you dare say anything against Israel, or it's your job. Well, frankly, I think we all need to remember what's going on here right now. And come November, anybody who's a friend of Israel, vote no. Vote them out of office, because election fraud can shift an election a few percentage points one way or the other, but it can't reverse a landslide without it being obvious that's what happened. Got to get these Israel firsters out of our government, or our nation absolutely, truly is doomed. All righty. Now, getting on back to Russia and Ukraine. As you know, right now, Russia is saying that Kiev forces sent at least 6 mortar shells into the Rostov region, into a town called Donetsk. Now, there are 2 Donetsks in the area. One is on the Ukrainian side of the border, and the other is inside Russia. And maybe it was deliberately chosen so the media can say, well, it was Donetsk and it's not really Russian territory. No, there's 2 Donetsk. It's the Rostov region. Kiev is saying, oh, no, it wasn't us. What are you going to do about it? And Russia has now come out saying that they're going to be using satellite data to identify the Ukrainian army units and commanders responsible for shelling this Russian border town. So they're gathering the evidence to say, yes, in fact, Ukraine did do this. They committed an act of war on our territory. And Russia has come out saying it doesn't rule out selective strikes on Ukraine. And at this point, Russia's having to respond to these provocations, whether it's the APC that's been driven over the border and abandoned, so Russia actually has the physical hardware, constant overflights of Russian territory by Ukrainian aircraft from Kiev, and now this shelling inside Russia into this town in Rostov. And Ukraine has been shelling the border checkpoints with Russia for weeks now. They're trying to goad Russia into doing something overt so that the U.S. can send in military forces to eastern Ukraine and try and pretend it's all Russia's fault. Just like Netanyahu was out there on Fox News yesterday, you know, ignoring the fact that Israel struck Gaza first to say, oh, Israel has a right to defend itself. Hamas is firing rockets at us. Well, yeah, you started bombing them. Israel started bombing Gaza first. Now, apparently, the editor of a Russian-language newspaper in eastern Ukraine has been tortured and killed by Ukrainian government forces. They're absolutely trying to stifle any communication coming out about being an independent republic, of not wanting to follow a junta in Kiev they didn't elect vote for. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. John in Barbados, I presume you got some updated information for us.
Yeah, I just got a message out. The Israeli commando raid into northern Gaza was a failure. They had to pull out with many injuries and what have you. They were repulsed. And apparently this looks like the first defeat and may deter Israel from this invasion threat.
Well, you know, there's a disadvantage to having all these drones and modern weapons and warplanes and tanks and everything paid for by the U.S. taxpayer. The Israeli military themselves are not an effective force. They haven't actually won a war against an equivalent enemy since 1983, I think it was. They lost in Libya. They're not effective soldiers. They're overly dependent on these high-tech whiz-bang weapons, which was also, I might add, the same strategic mistake the Nazis did in World War II. But your average Israeli soldier on the ground, first of all, he's not motivated. He's not enthusiastic about going into Gaza or the West Bank and killing more Palestinians. And I'm actually not surprised that this happened.
Yeah, well, apparently at least 4 were injured, and we don't know how many were killed. 2 Hamas fighters were killed in this raid, but they never did get anywhere. They had quickly to withdraw and shoot off in their little rubber boats.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's rather amazing when you consider how small Gaza actually is geographically. It's very easy to keep watch on your borders. There are no open borders on Gaza that are not under surveillance. You got 1.5 million people crammed in there. Everybody's looking out their windows right now.
Yeah, and apparently the unit was a 25-man unit, part of the Haganah team.
Yes.
The
excuse for the commando raid was to go in and find a launching site for Hamas rockets. As I understand it, so far, Israel hasn't actually located or destroyed a rocket launching site or a rocket factory or any of that stuff. But Israel is just flattening the residential area and the civilian infrastructure. They bombed the water treatment plant. They bombed the sewage treatment plant. They bombed hospitals, care homes for Palestinians wounded in earlier military operations. They're doing double taps on the first responders. They'll drop a bomb, wait for the ambulance and the police to show up, go in and bomb again. This is not war against Hamas. It's war. It's genocide against the Palestinian people. That's what's going on.
Well, apparently, from what I'm hearing from my friends over there, is that these commandos were running like rabbits.
Yeah, like I said, they've become overly dependent on, you know, by way of deception and hoaxes and U.S.-supplied weapons. Israel's military has not won a war or a battle against an equivalently matched foe since, I think the last date was 1983. They're really good at marching in to helpless populations and laying waste to them. They're really good at that. But against a credible military force, no, they're not all that effective.
Okay, Michael, that's the latest update. I'll keep listening out and keep you informed as things come in.
All right, thanks an awful lot. I do appreciate the information. Now, getting on over to Libya, and you're not seeing a lot about Libya in the American corporate news because it looks like the U.S. is on the verge of losing Libya. And remember what the whole agenda for that was all about. Gaddafi set up a state central bank, kicked out the private central bankers, declared a new domestic currency, the gold dinar, based on value, not borrowed at interest from a private central bank, and then declared that Libya's oil was for sale on the world market, but only for the gold dinar. Brings huge financial advantages to Libya. And the rest of Africa was looking at the gold dinar and saying, this is definitely preferable to the U.S. dollar, which has to be borrowed at interest from the private central bank. So they go into Libya, they kill Gaddafi, they get rid of the gold dinar, wherever the gold that was going to back it, nobody knows where that went, put in a brand new private central bank to enslave the Libyan people to permanent debt servitude, and plunked in a new U.S. puppet government. But it looks like the U.S. puppet government is in trouble. At the moment, they seem to be holding parts of Tripoli and Benghazi only, and the rest of Libya is back under the control of the Libyan people, who, to be politically correct, you should call militants and militias and insurgents and bad people. They're bad people when they refuse U.S. puppet governments. But apparently, the Misrata airport in Tripoli is now closed following conflict there. So those members of foreign governments who were told to evacuate last week, if they didn't get out, now they're stuck. We're going to be right back.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You DetoxUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at hempusa.org.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Fighting Pharaoh, Indiana Radio. Tired of the mainstream media's lies? Listen to the Fighting Pharaoh, open your eyes. Tune in to Fighting Pharaoh, Indiana Radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm looking at an article out of Press TV. They're picking up the story coming out of Bruce Gagnon about how Israel's lobbies and supporters inside the United States are literally threatening members of the United States Congress not to say anything bad about what Israel is doing in Gaza, or they will lose their job next election. And we have seen how the Israeli lobby loves to destroy members of Congress who do not toe the line. Cynthia McKinney being a classic example. She got up at one point when she was in Congress and said, what's going on is wrong. And her next election, tons of money poured in from outside her district, from outside her state, to her opponent. And she was defeated. And this is how Israel plays the game. They take all that money they're siphoning out of the American people, and they use it to buy the Congress out from under us. And Congress is cowering and quailing. And I think we may safely presume that the same tactics are being applied against America's corporate media. If you don't support Israel, your job is gone. It's one of the reasons why I'm actually kind of glad I'm out of film and television work here, because they got nothing to use as a lever on me anymore. Anyway, now, interesting little story. This is out of Investment Watch blog, where military assessment says Iraqi units infiltrated by ISIS and Iran-backed militia, unsafe for the American advisors. Remember, they're sending in these American advisors to try and relaunch the Iraq war, and it's not going very well. Now, what's really going on here is there probably are a few ISIS infiltrators, but I think what's really going on here in Iraq is exactly the same thing that's going on down in Libya. They're sick and tired of their U.S. puppet regime. And the people of Iraq are taking Iraq back. And the corporate media is trying to say, oh, it's ISIS, it's Sunnis, it's bad people. We've got to hang on to the oil, and because that's what makes America great. And I think what's going on is probably there's a lot of people in the Iraq military who are turning against the puppet government and starting to see things from the other side. Look at all the defections we saw up in Ukraine. whole divisions of Kiev's forces went over to the other side, weapons included. And I think we're seeing exactly the same thing going on in Iraq. This whole war to force the world back onto Bretton Woods and the petrodollar is already failing. Our goal here is to get this thing derailed before it reaches the full-on nuclear combat stage. Because these money junkies, they will do anything, including nuke half the planet, to keep the surviving half, their debt slaves, in perpetuity. Now, there's some new documents being released by Edward Snowden. They're probably not going to surprise you very much. We've talked about this stuff before, but this is more confirmation. And apparently he's talking specifically about spies in Britain seeding the Internet with false information. Ooh, there's a big shock. Chemtrails, HARP, phony Apollo moon landings and stuff. And apparently the British intelligence agencies have the ability to manipulate the results of online polls. And I'm sure they're not unique in that. Every time there's a poll out there saying, oh, 51% of Americans think it's a really good idea, we'll hold a similar poll on my website, and the numbers are vastly different. So now we have confirmation from Edward Snowden that the intelligence agencies are rigging those online polls to convince you that the majority of your fellow Americans are going along with a particular policy when clearly they are not. Apparently, they also have the capability to artificially inflate page view counts on websites or to deflate them so that people will say, oh, well, this website has 5 million readers and this website over here only has 2, so I have to go with the sheep here. And they're rigging all of this stuff. They can amplify sanctioned messages on YouTube, artificially run up the view counts. We've already caught them dropping the view counts on videos they don't like. A couple of ridiculous extremes where the like numbers outnumbered the view numbers, which is absolutely impossible in an honest system. But GCHQ has developed all of these software tools to basically go on out and try and hijack the Internet to the purposes of the money junkies in the various governments. And I'm sure if the Brits are doing, well, we already know they're doing it here in the United States of America. Now, an interesting story coming out of Rude Pundit. Photos that make the Rude Pundit want to toast with a pint of Thornbridge ale and then drink until he pukes. And despite the headline, what they're really talking about is there is a major, major protest underway all over Great Britain. Somewhere between 500,000 and 1 million workers, teachers, firefighters, and civil servants are protesting government-mandated austerity. You must make do with less so the bankers can have more. You must make do with less so the bankers can have more. And people are sick and tired of that message. And the corporate media is not reporting it. Now remember, if you yourself voluntarily choose to live a simpler life, that's austerity. And in a lot of ways it can be very attractive. When the government comes in and says you will live a simpler life, you will lower your standard of living, so that we can prop up this Ponzi scheme bank system just a little bit longer. That's not austerity. That is dictatorship. Britain is now buying more water cannons, anticipating civil unrest from their own workers. Never mind the people of Britain. Now the government is turning on their own workers. It is the rising cost of the British government and the impossible to pay off debt from the private central banks that are out of control, and no amount of tax increase and austerity can fix that. All of these protests and water cannons and counter demonstrations, everything, are desperate efforts by the government to not look at the root cause of what's going on in the world today. The private central banks and the fact that they create more debt than money with which to pay that debt until the debt destroys the society and all the real wealth of the nation is in the pockets of the bankers. That's what's going on here. And the governments don't want to stand up to that. Maybe one's getting sick and tired of it. We're hearing from Der Spiegel that Chancellor Angela Merkel is considering resigning. And maybe doing so looking into the next election where the polls are already moving decidedly against her and her policies, and she may decide to voluntarily resign rather than go down to an electoral defeat, which would be humiliating indeed. story over at theinternationalman.com called Robbing Peter. And it's talking about this growing cancer of Balian and haircuts spreading across the global banking system, and pointing out that having all these regulatory bodies say, yes, we are in agreement, this is the right thing to do, doesn't make it the right thing to do. They are stealing from you. That's what it comes down to. They're stealing from you and trying to convince you it's for your own good, and that somehow it's just an honors by redefining you from being a simple depositor with the bank. We're going to redeclare you unsecured investors, so therefore you must accept some of the losses of the bank. No, you don't. That's not the agreement you made when you signed up as a bank customer. They're trying to retroactively change it. What they're trying to do is feed you any line of bovine excrement they can to keep you from seeing that what they're doing is they're robbing ordinary people, bank customers, to prop up this failed Ponzi scheme system. The banks have become the biggest bank robbers in our society today. And they're starting to tear each other apart. Apparently, the United States government, which is looking into all the manipulation of foreign exchange markets, is offering immunity to junior foreign exchange manipulators in exchange for ratting out their seniors. Which I'm in agreement with. That's a good thing, because we know the money junkies will throw the small fry overboard to save themselves or outright start killing them. We're seeing a lot of that with J.P. Morgan. It's time to go after the big players, the top money junkies of all, the people at the top of these private central banks. That's who needs to be thrown in prison. Article over at ZeroHedge.com, picturing the march of tyranny. And he's got a graphic and an article pointing out that all this talk about Republican versus Democrat and liberal versus conservative, it's all just a joke, because both of these parties and policies meet at the top under these private central banks that just constantly ping-pong back and forth between the two to mask that they are in charge. We'll be right back after our top of the hour segment.